Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Stand Up Sit Down. I'm your host, Nick Perdue. Today, I have the hilarious Brandon T. Jackson and the beautiful Denise Xavier. Yeah. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Stand up, sit down.
All right, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Nice to meet you. So let's just jump right into it because I'm excited. Jump, you know, your guys' career is like it's soaring now, which is fantastic.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
And so, you know, being a young man from Detroit, What was life like growing up?
Growing up was I had a very happy childhood, actually. Both parents in the home, chilling. Yes, we have my parents were pastors, and you know, just grew up in one of those homes where my dad was like the hood pastor. You know what I mean? So we was a neighborhood. You know, we had all the stuff was at our house, and everybody was just, you know, having good times. And you know, those old days where we would drink from the water hose, go outside. You know what I mean? Come back with one leg, we still good. You know, we wasn't scared to get hurt and everything. So Detroit is really a hometown. That's why my value system is kind of just the same as that. And I love it because it gives me my comedy and who I am today. You know, always, I guess you say, what, leave who you, when you go to LA, to stay who you are when you left your home. So, you know, that's kind of what this show is kind of, you know, centering on.
Centering about. So now, but growing up, like, were you a funny kid? Were you the knucklehead? Were you the class clown? Were you the bully?
I was definitely the class clown, and I was definitely, like, not the bully, no.
I was going to say the bully.
The bully.
Wait a minute.
Too small to be the bully. I'm definitely not the bully. You know what it is? I was a class clown, but you know what it was? I was very tenacious, very driven to get to this point. It was weird. I was always trying to, come to L.A., you know, do stand-up, but I started doing stand-up in church. That's where I started. My dad's, most of our, you know, talents, you know, start in church. Like, you look at, different singers and different people, it's a community thing. In our community, that's one of the things that we really cherish. It's like, you know, you go to church and his family's there and everybody, and I would grab the mic. My dad would go up to the back, you know, the choir would go up, and then I would grab the mic and, you know, just do stand-up, like, around, like, 14 years old. So it was
nice.
Great.
Nice.
It's great. And we got Denise, who's on the show, who's very, very good on it. All the girls are good on the show, too. Just, I know we're not getting to the show yet, but I don't want to just, like, I'm talking and she's sitting here. You know what I mean?
Next question is about Denise's childhood. So what was life like growing up?
So I grew up in New England, Patriots, yes.
Nice.
And I had a great childhood as well. I had both of my parents. I'm Cape Verdean, so I had that element around both families, full bred. And we did the same thing. We were outside. We were running, hopping fences. If a boy could do it, I could do it. Well, to a certain degree. Wait a minute. Depends on the 7 minutes in heaven. But nonetheless, you remember that game? Did you play that game?
I never played it.
You never played it?
I never played it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Find and go get it? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not talking. But anyway,
I remember
my childhood beside that.
Y'all called it Find and Go Get It?
What'd you call it?
Hi, go get it. Like hide and go seek?
Yeah, it was hide.
All them freaking hood games.
What was yours?
It was hide and go get it.
Y'all some freaky hood
games. All right, let me do the regular. Manhunt, scatter, see, you heard my accent. Mm-hmm. Depends on the word, it comes out. But no, my childhood was frozen lemonade, ice cream, and seafood.
Nice. So like clam chowder?
Yes.
Right?
And clam cakes and lobster was like regular fish all the time because I'm Cape Verdean and New England. Just mix it together.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Get
see.
A little island. Get right. A little island on me.
This is a nice
get
little.
We're gonna go to Massachusetts.
And get a little.
That's where we all are.
Yes.
That's funny. So Brandon, when did you start doing stand up? And like, what was the thing that like made you like, oh, I want to do this?
You know, it's crazy. I blew up as an actor first. Mm-hmm. Blew up, but I did stand up first.
Okay.
And I was a young stand-up like at like 18, 19. I mean, I started at 14, but when I came out here, I was like 19 when I like started doing films and doing stand-up. I just kept doing it, but like I always wanted to be like, you know, when you look at Chris Rock, he was around like in his 30s.
Right.
Like Kevin, they was in their 30s when they really, most comedians, they make it big when they're in their 30s. I mean, Eddie Murphy was the only one that kind of like, so when you up, yeah, he was like 20. 19. Eddie was like 19. Yeah, Saturday Night Live,
Eddie. Yeah. Really
young. So you really start to mature when you're in your upper 20s and 30s, and that's when I, you know, I kind of like, that's when I really was just, I've been on the road for the last 5 years, just working the muscle and, you know, just really doing, just selling out clubs, and now it's just going very well for me right now on the road, and it's fun, and even add to this show. You know, hopefully this show adds a element so they can see that we're naturally funny wherever we go.
Right. So now, being so young when you started, what was the first stand-up show like?
My first stand-up show was, like I said, was in church when I did it. But professionally on TV was at the Apollo. Mm. I did the Apollo. I did really good, actually. Right, Mark? Mark was there. My manager over there. I actually did really good for the first time. I thought it was mean. You know, Apollo.
Right.
You step on stage. Hey, what's up, boo? They get their boos ready. Boo. You just hear it.
I never knew you were on the Apollo.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we got all our tapes. Lemmy got all our tapes. We got to find Lemmy. Shout out to Lemmy, a plumber.
See, you're asking good questions. Yeah. I'm learning something. Hold up. I did not know my man was on Apollo.
I was a teenager. I was a teenager. Wow.
So now, you did well on Apollo.
Did very good, actually. Very exceptional. That actually got me on Comic View.
Nice.
When I was 18.
Right.
And from Comic View, we sent the tape in. Mark sent the tape in to a casting director named Monica Swan, who later on put me in Roll Bounce. Then from Roll Bounce, we did. I'm not going to keep going. It keeps going.
Percy Jackson Lightning Thief.
Lightning Thief. And then I had goat legs.
So what was the first bomb experience? Because every comedian goes through it. What was yours like?
What Dave Chappelle said is like a bad day at work. I bombed in South Carolina. In front of this was like a year, like four or five years ago, and I was starting back from the movies. And when you do movies, you come hot off movies, people just want to see the dude. They want to see you do the thing in the movie. They want you to put on the big mama suit and go outside and do stand up. So they was like promoting me as this dude from Big Mamas and everything. And for me, they was promoting the rap because I rapped in that movie. I don't know if you remember. They didn't promote any of the comedy, and it was weird. I got up there, and people was just literally like, I never in my life. They didn't do anything. They literally just got up and start going to the buffet. It was a buffet in the back of the thing. I'm doing stand-up while everybody's standing up and like walking around. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what part of the game is this? Where people just standing up. In the buffet line. Like, what kind of...
Eating chicken.
You
ain't playing, boy.
Right. For real. Straight up. Then I started getting mad. Like, oh, y'all would be happy. Because it was an older crowd at the time. Yeah. I was like, be happy if it was Steve Harvey. Y'all be happy if I was Steve Harvey. One of y'all. And they, like, got mad at me. And I'm like, it was horrible. And then the lady, the owner came to me and was like, you need to... And I was like, rah, rah, rah. And I got mad and went back and forth. And that's exactly how the voices sound these days. Cause I try to erase that moment. Erase it.
And then Uncle
I'm glad Mark we can bring it back.
Yeah, but it was a good learning. Actually, that was one of the best learning experiences because it was almost like when I failed. Failure is the key to stand up. When you fail, you do better. You know what I'm saying? Right. Failing makes you do better. If you do good, Richard Pryor actually talked about that a lot. When you fail, it makes you go harder because it's such a hard thing to do, you know?
Right.
So
now, do people expect more now that you're famous and you've done movies and stuff like that? So when you go on stage, do they expect more?
Here's the exception, and it's a good thing about this show. I know, these are great questions, actually. People don't know Brandon. Not to sound like I'm not talking third person. The reason why they know characters, they know I'm that dude from that thing. You the dude from Tropic Thunder. You the dude from the lottery ticket. So it's like doing this. I kind of want to do something where I can be myself. Like now, I don't have to really like. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not promoting a character right now. I'm just being me. You know. Right. So for me on the show, I think that it's like, and even all the cast members, I can kind of speak for being from what we try to be as authentic as possible on the show, so we can show ourselves and people can see who they coming to see in stand up.
Davis, Michael Blackson, Adam Hunter, Eric Rivera.
Whole all-star cast. So we all stand-ups, and our significant others, they definitely, you know, they're funny too. You know what I mean? So it rubs off on everybody's. It's a good environment. We all have fun. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a hot tub.
How did you two meet? Like, what's the story? How did you do it?
Thanks, Tisha Campbell.
Wait, what? Dwayne Martin, Tisha Campbell. Yep, it's their fault. It's definitely nice. Their fault.
What happened?
No, we met at a birthday party.
At their
establishment.
It was a birthday party. Zen Lounge?
Was it? Is that what it was?
I said
thank you, Dwayne Martin. we're shouting out places and stuff. We're gonna get a sponsorship for this. We met and she was at a birthday party.
My best friend's birthday party. He happened to walk in. It was at a venue.
Yeah. Well, we can't say if we say the name or not. We don't know.
He walked in slow motion. You know, the doves popped out.
Actually, it had Heelys on. No, skates. It wasn't slow motion. I was so Hollywood at the time. I was in Beverly Hills Cop. I had a dude pushing me with skates on. So hilarious. I had skates. So it looked like I was
gliding through the thing.
Yeah.
No, caught her eye.
And he did. And all my friends, you know, I was the hardest one. You know, I was new to LA. I was like, nobody is good. Especially entertainers. No one's
so
cute.
Happy I bought them shoes.
No one's teeth is clean enough. And he walked in. All I said was, he's cute.
That's
all I said. And then my friend, oh my God. So they went to go approach him. I bounced. I left. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Her friend was not intoxicated. She was not her friend.
She was influenced.
You're my friend thinks you're high. You ever get those?
No, they're always sober.
But what men say when that happens? We go, let me see your friend, right?
Right.
That's the first thing. Right. So, because I'm an actor or whatever, they thought I was being. She didn't know
you were an actor.
She didn't know, but one of your friends knew.
No, the girl who worked there knew.
Oh. Well, all I know is her friend thought I was being Hollywood because I was in the VIP. Because I remember her saying, no, she's like, these Hollywood guys. I'm like, I'm not even from Hollywood. I'm from Detroit, but whatever. She's like, you guys are so stuck up and blah, blah. We're friends now. We're all friends. We tell the story all the time. But the thing is this, she thought I was Hollywood because I didn't want to come down from the VIP.
My friend.
Her friend, not her.
Right.
And not Denise. And the thing is, it wasn't my fault because a regular guy, regular like in life, you'd be like, yo, let me see your friend. Let me see if she's cute. Right.
Before I come down with this effort.
Then she came because she thought we were arguing, which
we
wasn't.
No, they were arguing. I saw hair flying, fingers pointing.
Your friend was drunk.
Influenced liquidly.
She was having fun, having a good time.
Yes.
Tipsy.
Right? So I see her hand flying. She's Latina, so she's going off. I'm like, ooh,
you don't like
this can't be
friend.
Good. Then she comes over. She's out of breath. Girl, let's go. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go apologize to this man because that's embarrassing. I don't roll like that. So I went up to apologize to him, and apparently he tried to invite me up, and I said, no, I got to go. It's midnight. I turn into a pumpkin. I got to go to work.
Like, why didn't you tell me your friend was cute? Like, all you do is point her out. It ain't like she, you know what I mean? Right.
I was hiding behind a wall, and I was on the floor, ducked. So he wouldn't see me anyway. And he said, why? And I said, because, you know, I have to be at the office in the morning. He's like, office? Like, ding, 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 ding. Apparently, like, now my doves are flying. And so my hair's blowing in the wind in slow motion. And he's like, well.
All that, but it was no the reason why, because she said office, and it's like, okay, you know, when I'm gonna find out she actually had, like, you know, a job,
a career.
Real. Something that she's doing.
In dentistry, so
that was like, okay.
So then he's like, well, let's exchange, and I was like, why? And we ended up exchanging. He called me like 2 days later, and we were friends first. I want everyone
to
know.
Still got them shoes. Just in case, you know what I mean? You gotta impress her again.
Right.
You float in the kitchen, make some eggs. She's like, dang, just like I met him. So, you know, it was good though.
That's how we met.
Nice.
And cut that in the short version.
Nice. So basically, it was a match made in heaven.
Is what we say with
all of the doves. But now, was it important to you?
If it's doves, it was nothing. Keep going. Keep going.
Not say princess.
I'm about to say princess. You know I'm about to say that.
I already know. It's been so long. I know what he's doing.
Sorry, I was an extra in princess.
Was it important to you to not date someone in the industry? Because I know how, like,
What type of toothbrush do you have, Brandon? Let me get deep in these interviews.
Well, with me, he has a Sonicare because clearly. But go ahead.
Exactly. Sonicares are one of the best toothbrushes, by the way. If this we can do a little plug. Sonicare, y'all. Sorry. It is really good. She knows about, like, if you got it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we got the little coffee over here, so I don't need, that's why I'm keep doing this, because
coffee breath does not smell bad. Can I just do a PSA?
See?
Coffee breath does not smell bad. It tastes bad for you. It smells okay for us.
And if you...
I'm just letting you know. I'd rather a patient come in with coffee breath than just straight toothpaste and, like, hollow mouth breath.
We should call the number at the bottom of the screen if you want somebody to help you with your coffee breath, and it doesn't taste bad, it doesn't smell that bad, it can be fixed. Call 1-800 Denise Xavier.
Oh, my practice has a number.
Let me get it. Say it. I want a card.
How long have you two been living together now?
Well, we're not actually.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
What?
No, that's, I said, what? No.
Well, because the title of the show is Living with Funny.
So it was my. She has every day.
She has her own house.
I have my own house with a pool.
Nice.
No, I always make fun of him because his house doesn't have a pool. And
doesn't, because my house in Detroit has a pool.
No, his house in Detroit is ridiculous. No, has a pool.
It keeps going.
No, but his parents
start topping it. And then.
In the Bahamas.
That's where the tax man come on. Oh, Bahamas. I do not have any houses in the Bahamas. And that's my parents' house in Detroit, so don't come find me. Listen, it's a joke. I'm sorry.
And it's not Detroit to nobody.
Yeah. Wait, hold up. Sorry. They're going to come find you to say where is that?
Everyone knows that.
Connecticut. It's in Connecticut.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. Connecticut, y'all.
No, so, his parents are pastors. Nice. My parents are old Cape Verdeans.
What?
They don't play that. We can't really.
So you have to be married for.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I didn't see this transition. Yes, you gotta, yeah.
But you guys spend a lot of time together at each other's
oh, sorry, baby. Oops. Sorry.
Respective residences.
Yes.
What is
see that goof?
Like?
You see that goof, Drew? I was going to put my hand over here just to look cool, and then it's like,
and
we're
then
naturally
her in the face.
Yeah, we're naturally funny.
And the concussion.
It's totally like, I don't know. You can't. I think I spilled something yesterday on me. I had a white thing. I always wear like kind of white pants and everything. It's like a natural thing. This show was very authentic because we're really kind of letting those cameras roll and finding the moments in them. So that's the good thing about this show. So it's like, as you see, you know, we are like who we say we are. You know, right. D-Ray's really in that relationship. Michael, you know, he's really, you know,
Michael's really black. Have you seen
and, you know
anything?
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw the pilot.
He's African, so you know what I mean? And he's killing it. You know, he's really African.
I'm African, too.
From Philly. Yeah, she is. From Cape Verde.
But now, is it weird, though, like having cameras with you throughout your everyday life now?
You mean like this one right here?
Like this one right here.
Nah, I mean, what
you
think?
At first, it was weird for me. Mm. Of course, he's always in front of a camera, so probably not.
Right.
But no,
it's weird having him at home, a little bit.
At home, it's different. Mm. It's like, But then you actually, I know it sounds weird and you're like, oh, how could you forget this? But you kind of do forget. Sometimes you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. You know.
Yeah, they get
it. It happened. They get
but you. But that's when you get the best moments, though, to be honest, is when you don't know the camera's on you. But
on stage, comedians are more restricted because it's an act. They have certain sound, you know, minutes, the red light comes on, get off, da-da-da.
Right.
Movies is even more. They're scripted. So, yeah, they can go a little bit in improv, but you got to stick to the script.
Right.
At home, they're free to go out the box in a free range. So they're just like, and
pretty free on stage too. But
we still got it. At home, it's just off the dome. Pop, 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 pop.
It's like we take a stuff from home and we put it in our routine. But then it becomes like you said, like an act. Then we have to come up
home
with more.
Home is ever changing. Going.
Yes.
But now in the pilot, I don't know if I can talk about it.
You can say.
Okay. In the. Okay.
Did you like the show?
I did.
Okay,
I did. I was sitting at work.
Oh, first episode. Okay.
Yeah, I was sitting at work and I watched it and I was laughing and then like the people that I work with were like, Nick, what are you watching? I was like, oh, I can't show you guys. Sorry. But it was funny. I enjoyed it. I'm ready to watch the rest of the series. Yeah. I got to find someone who has oxygen. But I will watch
LA
it.
LA has oxygen.
No, I mean, I just don't have oxygen.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to find somebody.
Yeah.
We'll do like a little viewing.
It's online. It'll be online.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Find somebody.
Right?
Hurry up and find somebody.
I believe it was Denise, you and I think I forgot, Michael Blackson.
Georgia. My best friend.
Yes, you guys were.
That's my best friend.
You guys were hiking. You guys were doing the LA thing. and hiking.
You mean staying in shape?
Staying. I mean, but if you're in Georgia.
You know, we got canyons. It's cool. Yeah.
You did say that it was weird calling Brandon like your boyfriend, and like, or like, or putting that title on there.
Yes.
And like, because you guys have been together for how long now?
But what do you mean? Like, when we shot that? See, we shot that a long time. Like, that's whole...
Okay.
So it's like... Because they've been following us through time, so it's kind of, like, hard to explain with the...
Well, let me see why it was weird. It was weird because he was literally, like, my best friend. Like, he would be dating girls, and I'm giving him advice, and I'm chilling in the living room, and another girl's coming down the stairs in house slippers, and I'm like, oh, hey, what up? So it's
that's the old me.
Okay, well,
hey, I gotta be honest. I was a bachelor at one point in time. He was my homie.
So I was, to then change that dynamic to.
I've had my whole phase. I'm done. I'm out of it. I'm done. I've every man did. Man, come on, speak. Every man had their whole.
I didn't say anything bad. You were free. Like, you didn't have no title.
Domesticated.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, come on, man. You know what? What I'm talking about, brother.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. That's why it was
D-Ray still in the whole phase.
No, he's not. He has Carolina. I forgot. He's Coco. He's fine.
Girls, I forgot. I'm sorry. I love. D-Ray, I love you. Shout out. Oh, that's one thing we do. We having a roast battle, I think, on if you see the Twitter. We always go back and forth roasting people. So, I don't know. I love
D-Ray. So follow you on Twitter.
Follow. I think the girls, are y'all going to get involved with it too? Or no, it's just the comics.
I don't have Twitter.
Oh. Me.
No, it's just the boys. It's just the comics. I'm not getting in no roast. Would you get in a roast with five comedians?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I will step into the dome and see how long I last.
No. I've seen one too many go down. I've seen grown, strong comedian men be like, "Oh damn, you got me." And I'm out.
But see, but that's also the beautiful thing about the culture, though, is that, you know, because you're like, man, like, he really got me. And then it really makes you feel like, okay, well, let me get back in it. Mm-hmm. Unless you're just, you know, like, you just need to
bow out. Some of them bow out.
Yeah.
And that's good, because actually on the show, they caught one of the roasts. I was so happy. I was like, ha, 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 ha. Because when these comedians come together, eventually something's going to pop off. You never know. Because sometimes you're standing at the comedy club and they all start to, like, congregate, and you're like, oh, so I have to go down. It's about to go down. Oh no? Okay. And then sometimes you see it go off and you're like, oh, get him, babe, get him. Get him, babe. So it's funny.
What's the craziest thing that anyone has ever said to you in a roast that you just couldn't come back from?
I
never goes down. He'll keep going.
Right. Well, I mean, like, you didn't bow out, but where you were like, okay, like, that was really good. nothing.
No, they always just say the same thing. You look like Ludacris, or you look like
Eddie Murphy's
son. It's like compliments. That's not really this.
Right, so
like,
it wasn't right.
You look like Urkel after you became cool. It's like, it's not funny. It's funny, but it's like, okay, like, thanks. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know. Wait a minute.
I got roasted. I went to the college this week. I got roasted on, and everything they said was like, man, your shirt look too cool, bruh. Everybody's like,
oh,
that's not funny. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
because even Tony Robbins tried to do with the, oh, he got his nick because he had his name, a special custom jacket from Detroit. Yeah. He was like, look, he got his name on his jacket.
It's like,
and everyone was like,
I don't know what this means. You know the funny thing? The funny one people say, oh, I can give you the funny one people say, the broke Nick Cannon, that's funny because Nick Cannon is definitely richer than me. So, I'll take that one. The broke Nick Cannon. There you go.
Yeah.
You know. Like,
well, I mean, and because you were also on Wildin' Out, too.
Yeah.
So, it kind of helped
and
you.
And I was broker than him then. it's always, it's okay. I don't mind it.
How much of your guys' private life will we see on the show? Because we know that the cameras are there with you guys. So, like, how much of, like, I mean, not, like, in the bedroom stuff, but, like,
ain't
how
no
much of,
shower
like,
scenes if you ask them.
So, no Mimi Faust hanging out.
Oh, God, no. Remember that? Oh, my gosh.
No, it's completely our private life because no one has ever seen this before. This is the exclusive first time that anyone could come in.
Is anything off limits? Like, what you got? Like, is it something that you just won't show? Or you won't talk about?
Yeah, it's some things we won't show. But we, you know, because some things are private.
When Brandon gets serious, I'm not gonna show that because he gets serious with me at certain times of the day. It's those like, serious
it's like I got the spirit of Ike Turner or something.
No, wait, about. No. I meant the serious romantic. Like, he's everyone always asks me, when does Brandon ever just serious?
The way she said it, I'm like, what did I do? Did I yell?
No, because he's always funny. He's always joking. He's always tripping or fun, like Roger Rabbit. And I'm, you know. Yeah, Roger Rabbit. A cute Roger Rabbit. I'm a carrot cake.
I got rabbit ears.
So he's serious when the lights are low and the candles on and the Pandora is
playing. Ladies can't see all that. It's just, those days are over. As you know, it's intimate.
Right.
But the whole thing is the fact that we have a good show. You know what it is? This show's good, man. I'm happy. Like, you know, a lot of the people like that watch it too. So I'm happy because it's like, as long as we can stay authentic on the show, I think that's where it stays in the right line. The moment we don't, and it's like with comics, we react to things that's happening around us. We're not trying to script it. Because I'm like, is this scripted? How did it come out so funny? It's like, you know, we just kind of.
Oxygen did a really good job of just saying, you know, what are you guys doing today? Okay, we're coming. You know, and they just follow them around. And you have to understand, if you just give Brandon or D-Ray 5 minutes, a joke.
Or five girls. It's a joke. I'm playing D-Ray. It's the snap. He gonna get me back.
D-Ray,
actually, you know what? D-Ray, low key, shout out to D-Ray. He's actually really good, actually, at the snaps.
At roasting.
D-Ray
is will make yourself good. Esteem hurt in the middle.
At roasting. He is. I saw there's a lot cut out from that scene. So when I say something about D-Ray, it's nothing. I want people to get out. He is all out of fun. We friends in real life, so you can't separate that. It's all out of fun. You know, people give, he talked about your mama. You know, sorry.
But now, is there anything that, as a stand-up, that you won't say on stage? Like, you know, because, you know, you've heard what the Michael Richards, and then you had Tosh had to apologize, and then you had
for saying the N-word,
and then you had Tracy Morgan, you know, he had to apologize.
Listen, man, I don't believe in downing people. This is my thing. My comedy is to uplift. You know what I mean? I talk about stuff that I don't, you know, I'm very opinionated on, but I talk about any subject, but it's how you do it, and it's not to down people, it's to uplift them and you know, say, you know, that's my whole thing. Mine is more inspirational. My comedy is more like, you know, just uplifty. It's not that Def Jam, like, look at his hat right there, you know, which I can do, but it's not.
I say, sometimes you be getting on people
in the
crowd.
Yeah, sometimes I do, but if they give you, you know, if they want to be stiff or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right. And how do you handle hecklers?
Oh, he's very good with hecklers.
Yeah, heckle. I mean, they usually don't heckle me too much. And I don't want to say this because as soon as you come to the...
Yeah, they're like, they get them.
Right.
Yeah.
So I let them talk themselves into kind of, I don't know.
If they try to go negative, he has a good way, I've seen, in my opinion, that he brings it around to like positive, and then they ended up being like
friends.
Opposed to
make them a part of the show.
It never turns into a fight.
Like, man, I'm gonna see you outside. But, oh,
yeah, like,
without that mic, man, and my boys too. You'd be like, oh my god, he got a gang.
Yeah, as soon as you leave, you go.
You leave. Right, just get out the back. Yeah.
That would be in the green room.
So what's the biggest thing? Because we have young comics watching, we have older comics watching, we have people who want to get into comedy. What's probably the biggest thing that you've learned through your career, and then what piece of advice can you give to young folks?
Biggest thing you've learned.
Biggest thing I've learned in my career. I would say, well, my stand-up career, my acting career, two different things. My stand-up career, acting, I mean, you have to not act. You have to put down the life experience. You got to not be able, you can't be one of those celebrities that's like, I want to experience life. You know, you got to...
Right.
Touch life. Sometimes celebrities, you can get behind this kind of bubble. And I think that's one of the things that I had a problem with when I first got back to doing stand-up 5 years ago, is that, and that one thing I commend Marlon Wayans and some of the people who do films too, that's also doing stand-up, they learn to experience life and kind of go on that road. That's where you get your material from, you know, meeting, you know, a beautiful lady like this, you know, meeting, you know what I mean, having crazy ex-girlfriends and things and stuff. It's all, you know, court cases. Listen, it's all comedy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's from pain.
It's life.
Everything can be beautiful and peachy cream, but if you can make light of your heart moments, you can become a stand-up comic, guys. Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, right? That's what I try to do. Try to leave it on a good note.
And then before we wrap up, too, because we know that you have a child.
Who said that? Is that on TV?
I've seen it on Instagram. So now also being, you know, a stand-up with a lot of your stuff, you know, going up and stuff like that. It's like, is there anything that you may regret later on when your child grows up and like, oh my God, daddy said such and such?
No. Everything I say, I actually wanted to hear, you know. Everything, you know, it's like a document. It's like you document a time in your life. It's almost like a what's it called, a time capsule. Like, that's what stand up. You can document where you were at your life at this time, and how you felt about these things in your life at this time. And you can bury it that way because it's like you're done. Yeah. That's a good way to kind of bury it. The only problem is, if you ever notice, you got to be careful what you say on stage because it can come back and bite you. Every comic that made a joke about whatever they made a joke about came back and bit him later.
Eddie Murphy?
Half. He got half. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody, what they said, you know, Martin, you so crazy, it kind of came back and like, oh, then they called him. Right. And, he's a great guy. He's a normal guy. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be careful what you say. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can pimp yourself out the game. You know what I mean? You got to always be careful what you say, like, on the stage. It's the only thing about stage. You got to really be careful what you say.
Jinx yourself.
Don't jinx. Yeah, that's why I took out the jail jokes.
You know, I did that. And with where we are in comedy right now, you have Dave Chappelle shooting another special. Martin Lawrence shot another special.
When did Martin shoot one?
I think Martin was on the road shooting it. So I think it was like a month or two ago.
I know he shot it already. I'm fans. Dave Chappelle, Martin Lawrence, my two favorite comics. I mean, stand-up wise, and I mean, see, you got acting. And I mean, it's weird because I have compartments in my head for stand-ups. It's like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, Martin Lawrence. Those people, Eddie Murphy's a different category for my stand-up because when you want to do your act-outs, you can look at Eddie as a stand-up. When you want to do your act-outs, when you do your because he was just all around. When you want to do your social commentary, you look at Pryor, he who had both act-outs, and also you have Chappelle, who's so graceful with it. Chappelle's my favorite. He makes me laugh out loud. He says things that's just like even him heckling Kanye the other day. Just like, this is his voice. What are you doing, Kanye?
Get off the stage, Kanye.
Like, he's just funny, man. He's just funny.
So can we expect a Brandon T. Jackson comedy special?
Yes, very soon. I just shot, I recorded, which actually turned out really, really good. I'm excited about it. It's called Fresh and Funny. It's a audio album that I did for iTunes and for everybody that it will. I'm not rushing nothing. I love where I'm at now, and every time I stay on that road, I get even funnier and funnier and funnier. So very, very soon, you know, even from stuff I saw today on the show, level of comedy, you know, we shot that back like a year ago, you know, a while ago, and even from that, it's just the level comes up every time you get on that road, so you can't be afraid to grind. So shout out to all my legends that's still doing it. You know, we enjoy them very much.
Nice. And so, where can people see Brandon T. Jackson live for the next? Like, what's the schedule looking like?
Oh, my Instagram. I'm gonna be at West Palm Beach. I'm gonna be everywhere. Any improvs, I'm pretty much there. So just like if you look up my schedule, I'm also gonna post something I'm always posting where I'm gonna be. I'm always gonna post like tour schedules and everything like that. So I mean, just come check me out, people. I mean, if you look on my rating, I'm at a 4.9 stars out of 5. So I mean, I like that.
Don't you guys have that tracker thing?
Yeah, they got a tracker.
That thing that says all your dates and stuff. What's it called?
Bands in Town. Also, and not Laugh Stub, no. And Laugh Stub too.
Bands in Town keeps track of every show that he's gonna have or has or whatever.
And Instagram. So it's going great. We've been selling out. I'm excited about it. I know I'm sounding crazy excited because I'm a little tired, but it's been one of the best experiences of my life, hitting the road like the way I wanted to do it. Right. So, and want to do it, and it's just growing every day. So y'all watch Living With Funny.
Practice makes perfect.
It premieres Tuesday, April 12th.
Tomorrow.
Right?
I'm excited.
9 p.m. Every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Oxygen.
Actually, y'all watch it.
Perfect. And then where can people find you guys online?
Oxygen.com.
Yes. and Oxygen.com, and also Instagram. I'm always on Instagram. I don't have Snapchat, y'all. I'm sorry.
I'm the worst social media person ever. So yeah, don't even.
People don't want to hear that, but
I know.
But we a little bit old fashioned.
Post like once every 3 months.
At Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah, he's on Twitter all the time.
Twitter at Brandon T. Jackson. Facebook, Brandon T. Jackson. This Facebook, Instagram. Twitter, Instagram. That's what y'all getting out of me. The Snapchat, everything else, the fadango, the fiddle faddle. I'm not on none of that.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for being here.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, it's good.
Thank you guys for watching. Of course, you can find me all over the internet at The Nick Perdue. Until next time, we'll see you soon.